今天的题目是信徒的责任。
The topic of today's preaching is the responsibilities of believers.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十二节到第十五节。
And scripture it is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12-15.
让我们打开圣经帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十二节，我们一同来看这段经文。
Let's open up your Bible. 1 Thessalonians.Let us read the script, look at the scripture together.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十二节，弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们，你们也要彼此和睦。我们就劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，劝勉灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以恶报恶，或是彼此相待，或是待众人常要追求良善。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another, we urge you, brethren. Admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone.See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people.
所以保罗谈到这个主耶稣再来的事情之后。
So after Paul talked about, the second coming of Christ.
那么他两次提到帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒必须在他们的生活上要彼此劝勉和互相的建立。
Twice he mentioned to the Christians in the Thessalonica church that they must encourage one another and also build each other up.
所以论到这个被提的事情，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十八节这么说。
And as he was talking about the, the rapture,He said this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 18.
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Therefore comfort one another with these words.
那么后来他谈到这个主的日子的时候。
And later as they talk about the days of the Lord.
然后保罗在第五章第十一节对他们说。
Paul told them in, chapter 5 verse 11.
所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing.
所以在等待主耶稣再来的时候。
So while waiting for the return of Christ.
所以保罗劝勉帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒要彼此劝慰，互相的建立。
Paul encouraged the Christians there to encourage one another and build one another up.
所以劝慰和这个劝勉啊，这个用词在新约圣经里面出现了46次。
The word encouragement has appeared in the New Testament 46 times.
所以圣经强调基督徒要彼此劝慰，互相的建立，以致教会能够被建立起来。
So the Bible tells us that we need to encourage one another and build up one another so that the church can be built up.
所以在保罗第一次的这个布道旅程中。
And in, Paul's first gospel journey.
所以当他跟他的同工来到这个安提亚的时候。
And when he and his co-worker came upon, Antioch.
那么他们进入这个会堂读了这个律法书还有先知 书之后
And after they enter into the synagogue, and after they read the book of the laws and the prophets,
所以管会堂的人叫人过去对他们说两位兄台若有什么欠免众人的话请说
After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent to them saying,Brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say it.
所以当时保罗就以神的话语来劝勉众人。
And so at that time, Paul used the word of God, to exhort them.
那么有一个人的名字叫做 William Ward.
There's a person called William Ward.
他讲了这些话。
He said these.
他说，谄媚我，我不会相信你。
He said, flatter me, and I may not believe you.
批评我，我不会喜欢你。
Criticize me, and I may not like you.
不理我，我会不原谅你。
Ignore me, and I may not forgive you.
勉励我，我不会忘记你。
Encourage me, and I will not forget you.
所以，谄媚、批评或者不理会人，会破坏人与人之间的那种关系。
So flattering, criticizing, or ignoring will destroy interpersonal relationship.
那么相对的勉励能够使到人与人之间产生那种良好的关系。
But encouragement can build up interpersonal relationship.
所以彼此劝勉互相建立是基督徒的本分。
So to encourage one another, to build up one another is the duty of a Christian.
所以从今天的经文保罗谈到做领袖跟那些跟随者之间那种关系。
So, from today's scripture, Paul talked about the relationship between the leaders of the church and those who are followers.
而他们在教会应当尽那种责任。
And what they, what their responsibilities are in the church.
然后保罗劝勉那些做领袖的，应当劝诫那些跟随他们的人。
And Paul said those who are leaders in the church should encourage those who are followers.
还有那些跟随的人必须要敬重他们的领袖。
And the followers should respect the leaders.
所以无论是做领袖的，或者是跟随的。
So no matter you are a leader or a follower,
应当彼此劝勉，互相的建立。
Should encourage one another and should also build up one another.
所以信徒的责任，第一点，我们要看那个做领袖的责任。
So, for the responsibility of believers, first of all, the responsibility of the leaders.
教会的责任，教会的领袖，除了牧师传道以外。
So,As leaders of the church, besides the pastor and the ministers,
也包括教会里面的长老
also include the elders,
还有执事，还有带领教会事工所有的人
the deacons and also the leaders of different ministry.
所以教会除了领袖们，其他的就是跟随者
So besides the leaders in the church, the rest are followers.
那么 Rick Warren 或者华里克是吗他的书里面标杆教会他把教会的人分成五大类。
In his book, The Purpose-Driven Church, Rick Warren, divided the church, the people in the church into five groups.
第一就是来教会的人第一就是那些没有信主的人。
So those who come into the church, the first group are those who are non-believers.
第二呢就是那些信的主每个星期来参加主日崇拜的。
The second group are those who are believers and they come to worship every week.
那么第三就是那是信了耶稣的人已经成为教会的会友的人。
The third group are the believers and they have also become members of the church.
然后第四呢就是那些委身那些信徒。
The fourth group are those who are dedicated.
第五就是那些做领袖的。
And the fifth group are the leaders of the church.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十二节所强调的是做领袖的责任。
So in verse 12 of chapter 5, Paul is talking about those who are the leaders in the church.
所以说, 弟兄们, 我们劝你们敬重, 那在你们中间劳苦的人, 就是在主里治理你们, 劝诫你们的。
But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction.
所以根据这节经文, 我们看到做领袖的有三个责任。
So according to the scripture, to this verse, there are three responsibilities for the leaders.
所以做领袖的必须第一个责任就是要在主里面要劳苦。
So the first responsibility is to work diligently.
那第二呢,就是要治理教会。
Second, it is to be in charge.
然后第三,就是要劝诫信徒。
And the third is to give instruction.
然后首先让我们来看第一个责任。
So let's look at the first responsibility.
做领袖的必须要在主里面劳苦。
The leader should work diligently.
他好像一个农夫一样很劳力地去耕耘。
Just like a farmer who worked diligently in the farm.
盼望有好的收成。
Hoping for good results.
我曾经讲过我的父亲是一位农夫。
I've told you all this before, my father was a farmer.
一大早天还没有亮的时候, 他就到那个农场去干活。
So, at dawn, he will go to the field.
那么通常天气都很炎热, 满身大汗。
Usually the weather is so hot that he sweat quite a bit.
但是他没有停下来, 一直做到下午三点或者四点的时候才回家。
But he won't stop. He will work until about 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
所以他这么劳苦就是希望有好的收成。
He worked that hard is because he was hoping for good results.
所以这节经文说,做领袖,在教会里面做领袖的人必须要在主里面劳苦。
So here in the verse it says, those who are leaders in the church must work diligently.
以致教会的事工有那个结果。
So that the ministry, we see results of the ministries of the church.
使到世上的灵魂能够得到得救。
So that who are lost can be saved.
而且信徒能够得到造就。
And the believers can be built up.
那么教会的事工不只是限于做领袖的。
Ministries of the church does not only belong to the leaders.
每一个信徒都应当有他们的责任。
Every believer has their responsibility.
只不过是教会的领袖他们的责任比较大。
It's only that the responsibility for the leaders are a little bit bigger.
因为教会的事工不是一场好像那个美国的足球赛一样。
Because the ministers, the ministries of the church is not like the American football.
我们都看过这个美国足球赛吧。
We have all watched a game of American football.
通常这个球赛在一个很大很大的球场举行。
Usually the football, the game happened in a huge field.
球场中间有一小群的人。
And in the middle of the field is a small group of people.
这小群人拼命。
They play hard.
然后围着这小群的人有成千上万的人。 他们在喊,在叫。
And then there are the spectators who are thousands of them.
甚至有些人在批评。
And there are some that criticize.
我们看到这些小群人,他们必须要休息。
And we can see that sometimes it's time for the little group of people in the middle to rest.
但是围着观看这么多人,他们必须要工作。
But because there are so many people watching, they must continue.
所以教会不是一场球赛。
So the church is not like a football game.
每一个信徒应该参与教会的事工。
Every believer must participate in a ministry.
因为圣经说教会好像一个人的身体一样。
Because the Bible taught us that the church is like a body.
有手,有脚,有眼睛,还有耳朵,还有等等的肢体。
There are hands, there are feet, there are eyes, there are ears, and etc. All kinds of organs.
每一个肢体都有它的功用。
Each part has their function.
每一个肢体必须要尽他们的能力来付上他们的责任。
And each part must do their job to fulfill their responsibility.
那么个身体才能够正常的操作。
And in that way, the body can function normally.
然后其实圣经讲的很啊，这幅图画是很美的。
Actually, what was described in the Bible is very beautiful.
就好像有一天你的这个手不舒服的时候，整个身体就不舒服了。
For example, if your hand got hurt, then your whole body hurts.
然后教会刚才我讲，就是在上个星期五，这个暑期圣经学校结束了。
I just mentioned that our VBS just finished up on Friday.
那么过去这么多年来，暑期圣经学校都有不错的那些成果。
And in the years past, VBS has had good results.
然后教会的弟兄姐妹都很踊跃的来参加。
Brothers and sisters participated actively in this ministry.
然后有些就负责做教导的工作。
Some take up the position of teaching.
啊，有一些就负责管理这个饭菜。
And some are responsible for the food.
那有一些就做清理的工作。
Some are responsible for cleaning.
还有一些做这个登记的工作。
Some are for registration.
所以我们看到这些工作必须要教会的弟兄姐妹来参与。
So we see that all different areas must have brothers and sisters to participate.
才会有良好的后果。
In order to have good results.
这个是做教会领袖的一个第一个责任。
So this is the first responsibility of leaders in the church.
就是在主里面他们要劳苦。
Is that they must work diligently in the Lord.
然后做教会第二个责任就是要治理教会。
Their second responsibility is to govern the church.
每一个组织或者机构必须要有人来治理。
Every organization or institution needs some people to govern.
那同样的教会也好像一个组织一样。
And in the same way, a church is an organization.
因此需要人来管理。
And therefore, it needs people to govern.
教会有很多事情要做。
There are a lot of things that happen in the church.
因此必须要有人来管理。
Therefore, they must have somebody in charge.
那么教会的领导跟这些属世的领导不同。
The leadership in the church is different from the secular leadership.
因为教会的领导是属灵的领导。
The leaders in the church are spiritual leaders.
就好像这句经文说，就是在主里面治理你们。
Just like this verse said, and have charge over you in the Lord.
所以我们看到这个领导是在主里面的领导。
So you can see that the governing is.In the Lord.
因为教会的领袖不是老板。
Because the leaders of the church is not a boss.
而是仆人。
They are servants.
就好像彼得前书第五章第二节到第三节这么说。
So in 1 Peter chapter 5, 2 and 3 it says,
互要牧养在你们中间神的羊群羊，按照神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily.
也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Oversight, not under according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.Nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock.
所以教会的领袖是按照神的旨意去管理教会。
So leaders of the church govern the church according to the Lord's will.
所以一切所做的都是出于甘心乐意。
So everything they did it willingly.
而不是出于勉强的。
They were not forced into it.
所以在他们的侍奉上，在他们的生活上。成为众人的榜样。
So in the service and in their daily living, they became an example.
那么教会领袖第三个责任就是劝诫。
The third responsibility for the leaders of the church is admonition.
所以劝诫是超越教导的。
Admonition is above teaching.
它是包含那种纠正的意思。
It includes correction.
也就是纠正一个在神在道德上犯错的人。
And it is to correct someone who lives a morally wrong life.
所以纠正也带有那种警告的意思。
Correction also involves warning.
所以当一个信徒犯错的时候，特别是在道德上犯错的时候。
So when a Christian did something wrong, especially in a moral realm.
所以做领袖的必须以爱心和耐心来劝诫他们。
The leader need to correct them.With love and with patience.
因为身为教会领袖的保罗用了三年的时间来劝诫这个以弗所教会的那些长老。
And as the leader of the church, Paul used the three years' time to work with the leaders of the Ephesian church.
在你这里说，所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久。昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。
Therefore be on the alert, remembering that night and day for a period of 3 years, I did not cease to admonish each one with tears.
那么劝诫人不是一件容易的事情。
To admonish someone is not easy.
但是圣经说这是神托付给领袖所要做的。
But it is a responsibility given to the leaders of a church.
所以当教会的信徒在道德上有犯错的时候
So when a believer sin morally,
所以教会的领袖必须要有爱心来劝诫他们
The leaders should admonish them in love.
而不是在他们的背后说他们的闲话
And not gossip behind their back.
所以信徒的责任第二是跟随者的责任。
So the second the responsibility of the followers.
然后领袖有责任，跟随的人也有责任。
Responsibilities are there for the leaders, but they are also there for the followers.
所以在第十二节、第十三节，保罗这么说。
So in verse 12 and 13, Paul said,
他说：“弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人。”就是在主里面治理你们劝诫你们的又因他们所做的工用爱心格外尊重他们你们也要彼此和睦
But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work live in peace with one another
所以当做领袖的尽了他们的责任的时候那些跟随的人必须要敬重他们。
So when the leaders fulfill the responsibilities, the followers should respect them.
所以跟随的人对这个做领袖的敬重带给做领袖的很大的勉励。
Their respect will greatly encourage those who are in leadership.
那么如果没有敬重的话那些做领袖的可能会感到灰心。
If they have no respect, then the leaders may feel discouraged.
那么甚至会使到他们放弃他们的事工。
And it may even lead them to leave the ministry.
然后我曾经见过一些在教会里面的领袖。
I have seen some leaders in church.
因为没有人欣赏他们所做的。
Because no one admired what they were doing.
那么最后他们就放弃了他们的事工。
And later they left the ministry.
那么当然侍奉神不是要得到人的赞赏。
Of course, serving God, is not about getting praises from others.
但是神的仆人必须要得到敬重。
But God's servant should be respected.
所以除了要敬重这些教会的领袖。
So besides respecting the leaders.
圣经也说要格外的以爱心来敬重他们。
And the Bible said we should respect them in love.
因着他们的侍奉还有他们的劳苦我们应当以爱心尊重他们。
And it is because of how they diligently serve the Lord and labor hard in the Lord.
所以这个尊重这个基础除了这个做领袖之外。
So the foundation for respect besides being the leader,
那么主要的是因为他们做神的工。
The main reason is because they were working, they were doing God's work.
啊，他们为了这个天国的事工来劳苦。
They were laboring because of the ministry of heaven.
因为他们对主的爱。
Because of their love for the Lord.
啊，他们愿意把他们的时间、他们的精力还有财力献上。
They willingly give up their time, their energy, and also their wealth.
那么人的一生一世。
Man's life.
啊，社会的地位或者天生的才能。
The gifts that you have or the position you have in society.
啊，这个都不是敬重的原因。
Those are not reason for you to respect someone.
因为他们得到信徒格外的敬重，是因为他们被神蒙召来做这些事工。
The reason they are respected is because they were called by God to do the ministry.
因为做主的仆人不可为自己求荣耀。
Because being a servant of God should not seek glory for yourself.
我当教会的信徒尊重领袖的时候。
So when followers respect the leaders of the church.
那么很自然的教会就会产生这个合而为一的心。
And very naturally there will be oneness.
那么弟兄姐妹就能够和睦的相处。
And brothers and sisters can live in peace.
那么在这节经文最后那一句说，你们要彼此和睦。
And in the very last phrase of this verse, live in peace with one another.
因为彼此和睦，圣经告诉我们是何等美好的事情。
In the Bible, it tells us it is so great to live in peace.
像在诗篇133篇第一节这么说。
So in Psalm 133 verse 1 it said,
他说看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
所以彼此和睦是教会成长和做美好见证的一个基础。
So, to live in peace with one another is the foundation for the church to grow.
那么相对的，教会里面弟兄姐妹没有彼此和睦。
But in the church, if the brothers and sisters cannot live in unity,
那么将会带给教会种种的问题。
It will bring forth a lot of problems for the church.
那么使到教会失去见证。
To cause the church to lose its witness.
所以教会的领袖还有跟随者的领的人都有他们的责任。
So there are responsibilities for the leaders and also the followers of the church.
啊，当他们尽他们的责任的时候。
And when they fulfill the responsibility.
那么将会带来给教会的弟兄姐妹那种和睦。
They will bring forth unity.
因为教会弟兄和睦将会带来给教会那个合意。
Because, the unity of the church will bring forth peace among the church.
因为教会的合意对教会是非常非常的重要。
Unity of everyone in the church is utterly important.
啊，这个是主耶稣在他还没有受难的时候所说的话。
And this is what Jesus said before he suffered.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你们父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
I do not ask on behalf of those of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
所以当叶氏派他的弟兄回去把那他们的父亲接来的时候，
So when Joseph sent his brothers to get Jacob, their father.
所以叶氏就吩咐他的弟兄说。
And so Joseph told, his brothers.
你们不要在路上相争。
Do not quarrel on the journey.
如果要彼此和睦，我们必须要遵守保罗在以弗所书第四章第三节所说的。
To have unity, we must follow what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
那么 第三点是信徒的责任。啊，我们谈到第一点就是做领袖的责任。
So the first off, we talk about the responsibility of leaders.
啊，第二点就是跟随者的责任。
Secondly, the responsibility of followers.
啊，第三呢，保罗在这里谈到所有基督徒的责任。
And third, Paul talk about the responsibility of Christians.
我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，啊，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。
We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone.
你们要谨慎，无论是谁，都不可以恶报恶，或是彼此相待，或是待众人，常要追求良善。
See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people.
而保罗在这段经文里面，他是向弟兄们所说的。
So here, Paul is talking to the brothers.
所以弟兄们是指教会里面所有的信徒。
Actually, he's talking about all the believers in the church.
也就是包括做领袖的，还有跟随领袖的人。
Including the leaders and the followers.
那么一个健全的教会不只是靠做领袖的。
A normal church does not only rely on the leaders.
也需要每一个信徒的摆上。
It also requires the participation of all the believers.
因为教会里面的事工，无论是关怀或者传福音。
Because no matter what the ministry is, may it be caring or sharing.
啊，不只是限于牧师传道。
It's not limited to the pastor preaching.
或者做领袖的责任。
Or the leader's responsibility.
每一个信徒都有责任。
It is the responsibility of every followers.
所以在之前保罗劝勉那些跟随的人要以格外的爱心来尊重这些领袖。
So previously, Paul had talked about to pay respect to the leaders with love.
因为他们忠心的管理教会。
Because they have governed the church faithfully.
我们在这里保罗说每一个信徒要尽他们的责任，如何对待那些不守规矩的人，或者灰心的人，还有那些软弱的人。
And so here Paul is saying that everybody has the responsibility toward those who are faint-hearted, who are weak, and they need to, and also the unruly.
所以从这段经文里面，我们看到教会里面有三种人必须要每一个信徒来帮助他们。
So there are three types of people in the church who need help from everyone.
我首先我们看到那些不守规矩的人。
First is the disorderly.
然后第二呢是那些灰心的人。
Secondly is the discouraged.
啊，第三种就是那些软弱的人。
And the third are the weak.
那么在这段经文里面，保罗用了三个用词，也就是劝诫、勉励，还有扶助。
And here Paul used three verbs to describe. It is to admonish, to encourage, and to help.
也就是劝诫那些不守规矩的人。
It is to admonish those who are disorderly.
然后勉励那些灰心的人。
To encourage those who are discouraged.
然后扶助那些软弱的人。
To help those who are weak.
那么首先让我们来看那些不守规矩的人。
So let's first look at the disorderly.
啊，保罗说对于那些不守规矩的人，我们必须要警戒他们。
So Paul said, admonish the unruly.
啊，在中文圣经里面我们看到有两个字，一个是警戒，还有一个是劝诫。啊，就是在这段经文里面。
So in this scripture, in Chinese, there were actually two verbs that describe admonish.
啊，但是如果看圣经原文的话，这两个不同的用词都是同样的一个字。
But if you look at the original language, they're actually the same word.
所以英文把它翻译成是 admonish.
So in English, it was translated as admonish.
所以 admonish 就是当一个人犯错的时候，你用神的话语来劝诫他们。
So admonish is talking about when a person sins, you use God's word to acknowledge them.
他们所做的是出于基督的爱，希望他们能够改过来。
And it is use God's love to hopefully help them change.
上次我谈到那些不守规矩的人。
Last time I talked about the disorderly.
不守规矩的人，上次我谈到就是那些好管闲事的人。
And last time, the disorderly usually are those who are busybodies.
那么这些人不安分守己，专去管别人的事。
They don't do their own job, but they want to, they're busybodies, so they want to mind other people's business.
Busybody. 那么除此之外，不守规矩的人在这里，保罗说是那些不按照圣经所说行事的人。
And here Paul also talk about the busybodies as those who do things not according to God's words.
那么当教会有这种人的时候，
And when these people exist in the church,
然后弟兄姐妹应当以神的话语来劝诫他们。
Brothers and sisters should use God's word to admonish them.
那么除了要劝诫那些不守规矩的人，保罗说要勉励那些灰心的人。
So besides admonishing the unruly, Paul said we need to encourage the faint-hearted.
当人遇到困难的时候，他们会感到灰心。
When people face difficulty, sometimes they will feel discouraged.
那么其实做领袖的有时候也会感到灰心。
Actually, those who are in leadership, sometimes they can and will feel discouraged.
然后特别是教会的弟兄们姐妹不敢对这个属灵的事情不感兴趣的时候，做领袖就会感到很灰心。
Especially sometimes when the brothers and sisters, don't seem to care about anything spiritual, the leaders will feel discouraged.
所以对那些灰心的人，保罗说我们应当给他们勉励。
So to the discouraged, Paul said, encourage them.
然后保罗说对于那些软弱的人我们要扶助他们。
And Paul said to the weak, we need to help them.
有些人比较坚强。
Some people are stronger.
有些人比较软弱。
Some are weaker.
但是那些软弱的人坚强的人必须要去帮助他们。
But the strong should go and help the weak.
但是保罗最后说无论是做领袖的或者跟随的
Paul said, no matter if you're in leadership or you're a follower,
在行事为人应当存着那种忍耐的心。
We must always have patience as we act.
然后彼此相待的心。
And to accept one another.
而且保罗说不可以恶报恶。
And do not repay evil with evil.
我们人的本性就像你打我。我就打回你。
Man's nature is like, you punch me, I'm going to punch you back.
你伤害我，我会报仇。
You hurt me, I am going to take revenge.
但是我们看到主耶稣在圣经里面的教导就是爱我们的敌人。
But in the Bible, it taught us to love our enemy.
所以信徒的责任第一就是做领袖的责任。
So the responsibilities of believers, first of all, is the responsibility of the leaders.
做领袖的应当在主里面劳苦。
They should work diligently in the Lord.
好好的去治理教会。
To govern the church.
劝诫那些在道德上犯错的人。
And to admonish those who are wrong, who have sinned morally.
然后第二呢，那些跟随领袖的人。
Second is the responsibilities of the followers.
他们跟随的人应当敬重在主里劳苦的那些领袖。
Followers should respect those who are the leaders who have labored hard in the Lord.
以这个爱心来尊重他们。
And to respect them in love.
那么最后就是所有基督徒的责任。
The last responsibilities are for all Christians.
每一个信徒应当劝诫那些不守规矩的人。
All Christians should admonish those who are unruly.
而去勉励那些灰心的人。
To encourage those who are faint-hearted.
去扶助那些软弱的人。
And to help those who are weak.
那么同时保罗说每一个信徒对众人应当存有这个忍耐的心。
And then Paul said, every believer should have the heart of endurance to one another.
不可以恶报恶。
And do not repay evil with evil.
而且要常常的追求这个良善。
And it is to seek goodness always.
这个是圣经的话语，让我们顺服神的话语。
And this is the word of the Bible, and may we all obey God's word. Let us come before the Lord and meditate on the message today. The ministries of the church are the responsibilities of each.Believers.
无论是做领袖的或者跟随的
Whether you are a leader or a follower,
都有他们的责任
We all have our duties.
我们在教会里面做领袖的必须要在主的侍奉里面劳苦
Those who are in leadership must work diligently in the Lord.
好好的治理教会
And to govern the church.
那些至于那些跟随他们的人
to govern the church and for those who are followers
他们应当敬重他们的领袖
followers should respect the leaders in the church
以致他们不感到灰心
so that they will not feel discouraged
天父求你帮助我们
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你带领这个教会。
Please lead this church.
让这个教会能够在这个地方做光做盐。
So that this church can be the salt and the light in this place.
让这个教会每一个信徒有一个传福音的心智。
May all the believers in this church have a heart of ministry of sharing the gospel.
把这个福音传给那些世上的人。
To share the gospel to those who are lost.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Please, have grace upon us.
让我们有个顺服的心来顺服你。
Please grant us an obedient heart to obey you.
让我们愿意将我们的时间、我们的精力、我们的财力摆上来侍奉你。
May us be willing to put up our time, our energy, and our wealth for your ministry's sake.
求主你坚固我们。
Please strengthen our faith.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.